There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
A new study shows an unusually high number of American children experience traumatic events. Sarah Lee Kessler has the story.
The study by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is a real eye-opener. Martha Davis explains.
46.3% of children who are 0 to 17 years old have experienced one adverse childhood experience.
What are we talking about?
Living with someone who is depressed or mentally ill, someone who is abusing drugs or alcohol, divorce, the death of a parent, witnessing violence in the home or a neighborhood.
Davis says traumatic experiences can impact a child's health, including brain development, but she says kids are incredibly resilient and can be taught how to bounce back. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A former Oklahoma police officer guilty of manslaughter for killing his daughter's boyfriend. A jury in Tulsa returned a guilty verdict last night against Shannon Kepler. The 57-year-old Kepler was off duty when he shot and killed 19-year-old Jeremy Lake. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A new study is claiming scientifically there's some life after death.
A new study from the NYU Langone School of Medicine suggests that the consciousness may still be active for a time after a body is physically declared dead. That means it might be possible for people to hear that they're about to head to the morgue. The study looked at people who'd been declared dead, then brought back. Around 40% said that they remained somewhat aware, while a tiny percentage said that they could hear full conversations. While all brain function pretty much stops immediately when blood flow stops, this study and another 2013 study involving mice suggest that there could be residual brain activity for a short time after death.
New York officials say they're opening a hurricane aid center within the city. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
It's in Manhattan on East 106th Street and is designed to help people from Puerto Rico, Texas, Florida, and the U.S. Virgin Islands who are relocating to the Big Apple following the recent hurricanes. Officials with government agencies and other groups will be on site. They'll be able to help people who've been displaced sign up for public benefits, health insurance, food programs, and mental health counseling. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
National Earthquake Drill Day is today. The Great American Shakeout is set to take place wherever you are. Organizers of the annual drill are hoping millions of people will practice their response to an earthquake. That means dropping and taking cover. You can get more earthquake information at shakeout.org. USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, welcome everybody. It has been a week of the teachable moments and stories when it comes to the news. And believe it or not, we're going to spend a pretty good deal of time talking about this Harvey Weinstein thing a little bit later on in the program. And I have my reasons. The whole Harvey Weinstein story is a bit of a "see, I told you so" moment, another "see, I told you so" moment for this this very program. But I wanted to start off today talking a little bit about what we do, how we've been successful over the years. This past week, they awarded the Nobel Prize in Economics to Richard Thaler, who is the University of Chicago professor. If you listen to me and you watch the movie The Big Short about the financial crisis based on Michael Lewis's book, Richard Thaler has a bit part in that movie. He's sitting down at a blackjack table with Selena Gomez, and they're explaining the hot hand theory, where, you know, the whole basketball theory, when somebody's hand gets hot, it's just going to keep going on. And then they get into collateralized debt obligations and how all these side bets can just turn into one big mess. But it's interesting because he is a he's a behavioral economist, someone that takes a look and understands that human behavior, something that I've said for a long time, is not rational. You cannot turn it into a computer program. It's just not possible. I don't know if many of you remember this. I do. Alan Greenspan is giving testimony in front of Congress about the financial firms in the financial crisis, and he was asked a question. And I don't remember exactly what the question was, but his answer was, well, I never thought that these firms or these people would not act in their best interest. And I found that fascinating. Again, this is supposed to be one of the smartest people in the world, right? We're told that again and again and again. Alan Greenspan, Larry Summers, all of the usual suspects. We should just shut up and listen to them when they're basically never right. What about, Alan, what about if people think they're acting in their best interest, but they really aren't? What then? Do you have a mathematical formula for that? Is there something that you could write down or put together for us to understand that? Because I do. I get it. You know, I this day I go around, I'll take a look at an open storefront somewhere, whether it be in my town or in the city, and I'll look around and I'll say to myself, you know what would be really good there? And, you know, sometimes, believe it or not, what I thought of ends up popping up there. And then there are other times. I'll go past a store. Maybe I'm in the city and I go past a store. You know, it's got a faded awning and an old sign out front. And it's obvious that this place had been here for, looks like, generations. And it's an obscure type of a store. And I'll say to myself, I said, how in the world, who thought of this? What made this family think that this idea would fly? And it did. I've alluded to here on the program a short story. Short story from the 1950s. And, I forget the author of the article. Milton Friedman actually cited this story as well. It's a story called I, Pencil. Just in essence, story of a pencil. And how the chief executive officer of the pencil company has no idea how many people are actually involved directly, indirectly with the manufacture of that pencil. Basically saying that the free market is complex. It's complex, and it's something that you're not able to comprehend and get your arms around. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, it's interesting. This past week, they put out the performance charts, and I always like getting a kick out of these things, of various different types of funds. And as it turns out, the robo-advisors, the bots out there that are managing money, over the past year have shown 0.6% on average. That's right. Less than 1% they've shown as a level of return. The managed funds out there, managed by human beings, did better at around 9%. Still, considering how well the market's doing, you could do a little bit better than that. But anyway, there's a big difference there. And then there was another story this past week where Dow Jones actually put out a fake news over the wires saying that Google bought Apple. Google was going to buy Apple and wait for it for $9 billion. Now, anybody with half a brain is going to know that that is just fake news. I mean, Apple has got over $300 billion in cash on its balance sheet sitting in Europe. They're going to buy it for $9 billion. And it was this far-flung story that it was some deal that was cut and Steve Jobs' will on a certain date that Google was going to buy it for $9 billion. What a load of bunk! It fooled the robots, though. Robots bought into it, and all the algorithmic trading programs drove Apple stock up by $2 until, obviously, news came out that it was fake. Why am I talking about it? Why do I bring this up? Behavioral economics, robo-advisors, all of this stuff. We've been managing money for a long time. And again, one of the things we try to get across to people here on the program, that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. We incorporate various different principles in the way that we manage people's money. In fact, we look for the best safe yields you can find. Let compounding work its magic over time. Now, granted, the world has changed. Okay? As much as we use, and you hear me here on the program, we're always citing history and talking about history and the need to understand history. But you also need to be an independent thinker. You need to be an independent thinker. You need to have emotional stability. And like I said, either you better be able to understand both human and institutional behavior. You need to be able to avoid, almost genetically programmed to recognize and avoid serious risks, including those that have never before have been encountered. And yes, they happen. I'll give it, they're sometimes almost like mutants of other problems in the past, but there's always a little wrinkle. There's always that makes something somewhat different. And one needs to have the understanding to comprehend all of that. Again, you take a look and you see a lot of the, and we'll talk about bears and bear markets, a lot of the perma bears out there. I've gotten several emails over the past week, actually, from some of the bulls. And gee whiz, you know, look, what Warren Buffett has to say about the ultra-low interest rate environment. What does it mean? Stocks could go higher. He thinks that everything is okay at these levels because of the ultra-low interest rates. And I take that into account. I appreciate that. I do. I get it. I mean, listen, I don't think interest rates are really going anywhere. I don't think that they can. What are we going to do? We're going to refinance all of our debt at higher rates? No, the central banks are running the show right now. I get that. They don't tell you about this in the mainstream media, but the reality is you get 19 European nations that their 2 years are trading less than zero. Where can they go? Interest rates go up for those countries. What is going to happen? They're not going to be able to refinance their debt. They're going to bust their budgets. Same thing is true here for the United States. So I don't see interest rates going anywhere. So that's here to stay. Now, they're big. You want to give a support to some of the perma bulls out there? You might want to talk about the fact that the world's a much bigger place than it used to be. It's hard to make comparisons with other eras simply because the amount of customers that exist around the globe. I always like to talk about this in term of the my team, the New York Yankees. All right, my baseball team. They can sell a lot of caps now in China. Why do you think they're trying to get the Chinese to love baseball? I sell a lot of baseball caps, a lot of jerseys, right? A lot of people there to buy that. Those people weren't buying jerseys and caps 30, 40 years ago. That changes things to some degree, and that needs to be taken into account. With that being said, our methodology, our philosophy still doesn't change. Despite these various different things, when I take a look at someone's portfolio and the portion of their portfolio that was supposed to be 10% is now 18%, whoa, we got to get that back down to 10%. And we get it back down to 10% by taking profits over off the table and reallocating assets. That is the prudent thing to do. And one of the things that we fully understand here as well, and what you need to understand, first and foremost, hiring a financial advisor, I'm sorry, I know I'm in this business, but it's one of the most important hiring decisions that you're going to make. It is. It's one of the most important hiring decisions you are going to make. It's make or break time for your goals. Let me tell you something. You don't choose wisely. You don't choose wisely. Remember like that the bad guy in Indiana Jones and the Holy Grail chose the wrong cup? You know, things can set you back decades by not doing things the right way. So it's very important. So you better be working with somebody that actually understands what the markets are, what financial planning is all about, and what it means, and what it is. A tool. Stock market's a tool. Bond market's a tool. These are tools to helping you reach those goals. But you got to also understand the limitation of the tools. Some guy calls you up, starts telling you that, oh, yeah, he's got some magic algorithm, mathematical formula, trading philosophy out there. You see books, how I can trade this and do that. They are lying to you. It's a scam. It's a lie. Oh, yeah, I can show you doubles and triples. I can consistently show you over a 20% return. No, you can't. No, you can't. Again, it was an interesting week. See guys that I... that I look to, guys that kind of back up what we've been saying here on the program now for almost 20 years and decades with Markowski Investments, win the Nobel Prize. Anyway, people, get your financial plan done the right way. We're here to help you. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. One word, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All sorts of things that you can get at our website, our white paper, on the retirement crisis. And yeah, there's a retirement crisis. It's here, okay? It's right here. It's all around us. We can ignore it all you like, but it's here. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. Our newsletter, which is just about ready to go out. I know it's taking me a little bit longer than usual. Been busy, kids. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right travel rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, how do we do it? How did we build it? What have we done for our clients over the years? Again, I didn't invent this stuff. I started in a little cubicle on Wall Street many, many moons ago. And I didn't know a damn thing. I didn't know a damn thing. Honestly, the old saying, I didn't know my buttocks from a hole in the ground. Okay? I had my licenses, I had my education, but I was basically doing what I was told. And I kind of recognized very quickly that my job was to be a salesperson. To pick up the phone and dial for dollars. Pick up the phone, stack of Dun & Bradstreets in front of me, dial for dollars. Teach you how to get through the secretary, get the executive on the phone. And our pitch was that we had an IPO coming. And again, that kind of piques everyone's interest, got an IPO coming. So we were there. All we were there to do is we're looking to get indications of interest in that IPO and get out a red herring prospectus for the deal. That was my job. That was my training there. And I learned very, very quickly that these big firms, they weren't interested in their clients. They weren't interested in building wealth over time. But we were. We were. And I was there first. I'm the oldest of the Markowskis. My brother Michael joined. My brother Matthew joined even later on. And I would get screamed at by sales managers because we wouldn't do what we were told. We were looking out for our clients' best interests, getting screamed at. It's not your client's money. It's your money. You know, again, sales managers, they get paid on the amount of commissions that are done on the floor. And eventually we can do this. We can open our own firm. And we did. We did. Listen, work, time, and effort. We say it again and again. Managing risk, finding value. There's so much attention especially in today's day and age, paid to the here and now. Got to have it now. Have to have it now. Yeah, I remember sitting at sales meetings, beginning, squawk box in the morning. I popped into my head. One of the sales managers there, you don't want to own a Ferrari when you're 65, 70. You want it now when you're in your 20s, when you can enjoy it. This is how you, I mean, this is the type of pep talks they would give. What were they building? They're building nothing. They're building on sand. It was going to all fall apart. You know, work, time, and effort, I know it's simplistic. I've talked about it before. You know, if I were to come on this program one day, I wanted to test it one time. Would never do it. And just all of a sudden say, we've done it, we found out, we've spoken to the best and the brightest, we've got this new formula for trading that is guaranteed to work, and went off on this huge rant. Do you know how many people would be calling in? Do you know how many people would be hitting our website demanding it? Greed, wanting it quick, easy. Life just doesn't work that way. Now, as far as what the markets are going to do, bulls, bears, and wow, look at the run of the market. Some people are calling it a melt up. Market is due for a sell off. It's due for a correction. I'll tell you what's going to happen. As soon as things start getting a little bit hairy out there, which they will eventually because it always does. So I don't fear it. That's when my phone will start ringing off the hook, and you'll get the various different television shows and whatnot asking my opinion. You'll start seeing the stock photography come out with traders holding their heads. Again, people, you know how many times I've done this? How many times I've been through this? It's all the same thing. It's all part of the conspiracy to keep you poor and stupid. They want you on that hamster wheel. They want you reacting to all of these things when you don't have to. You can be above it all. All you need to do is do things the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline. 800-471-5984. We'll be back. I just made one mistake.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They are waging a new kind of war against us, a war involving, but extending beyond our military to include our infrastructure, our businesses, and our people.
Arizona Senator John McCain holding hearings on Capitol Hill about cyber warfare, saying that the U.S. needs to step up its fight against cyber crimes.
We're trying to defeat a 21st century threat with the organizations and processes of the last century.
The suspected shooter in several fatal shootings in Maryland and Delaware in custody. The Harford County Sheriff's Office in Maryland says Radee Prince was taken into custody by federal agents and local police in Delaware. Prince walked into a granite countertop business in Maryland and shot five people, killing three, before driving to Wilmington, Delaware, and shooting the owner of a car dealership in the head. Earlier, the police chief in Wilmington said Prince knew his victims and was targeting them. USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Let's get naughty. Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, let me try to put this into perspective for everybody. Would you, if I were to tell you that I had sold Google 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, what would you say? So, boy, that's stupid. That was dumb, Markowski. Boy, oh, boy, you really lost out there, didn't you? Now, I don't see it that way. I don't. I understand that I can't tell the future. And if Google or XYZ or BDQ, any company that's in my client's portfolio, if it gets too big in regards to the asset allocation in that portfolio, what am I going to do? I'm not going to say, you know what? Maybe this thing could go higher. I don't know. Prospects are looking good. Maybe we ought to hold on. No. I don't sell the entire position. You trim it. You do the prudent thing. That's how you're successful over time. And when I mean over time, I don't mean over the last quarter. I mean over the last decade, two decades, three decades. That's how you're successful over time. I don't do that. I am all smart and knowing and arrogant when it comes to the markets. If a position gets too big, you trim. So, yeah, if you go to the papers right now, I mean, Wall Street Journal, will you be ready when the stock market crashes again? Here's another one. What's this one from? This is Economist. Asset prices are high across the board. Is it time to worry? In my financial independence top 20, there's two little line items in there. One of the line items is when the stock market goes through the roof, you get nervous. And the other one is when the stock market drops, you sense an opportunity. I mean, nervous is the wrong word. I don't get nervous. I just know that, okay, eventually the other shoe is going to drop and things are going to head in the other direction for a period of time. Markets don't go up in a straight line forever. They don't. And that's part of the problem. That's what leads to all sorts of panics and bubbles. It's that hot hand fallacy that Thaler and Gomez were talking about in The Big Short. It's like, what they call it the hot hand fallacy. It's basically basketball. Someone starts shooting and they start hitting a bunch of shots. It's automatically assumed that they're going to hit their next shot. Oh, he's got the hot hand right now. Statistically, there's no such thing as a hot hand. It doesn't exist. So, again, you need to plan accordingly. You know, are we looking right now to warehouse some more cash in case things come back a little bit and we're able to see some value? Yeah. Why not? Why not? Listen, everything is still doing well. You got companies in your portfolio that are paying you to own them. Why not? This is a whole thing about bears and bear markets, people. I'm not afraid of bears. I heard a column about this years ago. My daughter used to be deathly afraid of bears. And I didn't get what the fear was. It wasn't like she was watching nature shows at the time. I think she was pretty much... Remember that show that the Muppets used to do, Bear in the Big Blue House? She was afraid of that, for crying out loud. I didn't get it, because she's afraid of nothing. But again, you're going to try to time it. You're going to try to guess. Oh, I'm going to go all to cash right now. Oh, I'm going to go all to equities right now. Oh, please. Please. It's an exercise in futility. There's never been a single person in the history of the planet that's been able to do it. Okay? Never been a person that has been capable of doing it, a successful money manager, and you think you can. Or you're going to listen to the guy on CNBC that tells you what to do. Don't. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Quick break here. We got a lot more we've got to go over on the big program today. Again, yeah, we're going to get off the beaten track. I don't do a lot of financial planning stuff, but yeah, I got to do some of the stories in this past week, in particular Weinstein. We'll do that next hour on the program, so stay tuned. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. Don't go anywhere.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today
at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's marketplace. Deb Liu is vice president of Facebook's marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
You got me. This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. There was a column this past week in the Wall Street Journal entitled The False Prophet of Long-Term Investing. And the article was about not so much long-term investing. It was more or less looking at the short-term outlook that many funds look at, and that taking a look at quarterly earnings numbers and the focus on the here and now. And again, there's been a lot of people like myself that have been calling for the elimination of quarterly earnings guidance. I think it's stupid. I do. I think quarterly earnings guidance stinks. I think chief executives who get paid on a year-over-year basis based upon the stock price is really stupid as well. It doesn't focus on the future. And we've talked about that here in the program. We've talked about Rome and the focus on the future. And a good example of this, and again, this is not just when it comes to managing money. This comes to managing your business. Avoid all temptation to focus on the short term and the here and now. Take a good look at the National Football League. Take a good, hard look at the National Football League. Here's a business not too long ago. They were talking about the television contracts, the multi-billion dollar TV deals that were taking place. The NFL could do no wrong. And again, they were taking advantage, demise of baseball, maybe some of the cheating scandals in baseball that were going on with performance-enhancing drugs, and maybe the length of the games. But football, they had it going on, correct? What did they do? They basically decided to, for all intents and purposes, urinate on their customers. I don't know how to put it any other way. They completely took for granted all of the people that have been around, that have been fans, that have been customers for years, if not generations, and discard them. A great example of this is, well, we'll talk about the stadium deals that take place. People are finally coming around to the fact that, gee whiz, the taxpayers are not making out on these stadium deals. And when you put the new stadium in, who is the new stadium for? Is the new stadium for the long-term fans? The people that may have had season tickets for generations? No. Screw them. We don't care about them. We got corporate money coming in, right? We got corporations that'll buy up blocks of tickets, and when their clients come to town, they'll hand the tickets out. We don't need to focus on those people anymore. And that's what they did. Personal seat licenses in stadiums, pricing the tickets out of reach. Let me go right on down the list of different ways where this business has stuck it to its customers, focusing on the short term. I mean, look at now. Look at California. You got a legacy team like the San Diego Chargers, which is now the Los Angeles Chargers. They can't fill a soccer stadium. The Rams aren't even doing well, and they were originally from that area. San Francisco gets a brand new stadium outside the city. People will go to San Francisco, not even baseball fans, and they'll go to watch the Giants at Pac Bell because it's so nice. Are they going to see the 49ers? No. Oh, yeah, they're going to send the Raiders out to Las Vegas, sticking it to those fans. You're losing because you're focusing on the short term. Again, this is classic business failure. Why businesses fail. Again, lesson for everyone. Lesson for why your portfolio will fail. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
It's funny in my house. I have, I grew up in a house that was all boys, beside my mother. It was my father and my three brothers. And my house now, I've got my mother-in-law, my wife, my daughter, and then there's my two sons. And again, I'll start ripping on my sons, like ripping on them. And she'll be like, "You're so mean." I'm like, that we give it to each other because that's what guys do. We kind of, it's called busting stones. That's what we do. We tease one another. We have fun. That's what guys do. And honestly, I appreciate it. I do. Because I've got listeners who've been listening to this program for a long time. And I'm human. I will not use proper English, or I'll say something that is off a little bit or incorrect in regards to the verbiage or how I pronounce something. And I'll get emails, people busting my stones about it. But I had a couple over the past several weeks where they're like, "Markowski, you're not doing that much with ripoffs and scams anymore. We missed you. We miss you blowing a gasket on the air." And yeah, I used to blow a gasket quite often here on the air. Again, newer listeners to the program, I know I sound loud now. Go back 18 years ago. 18 years ago, and I'd yell. I'd yell. I get angry here on the program because, well, it's what I deal with all the time. I guess in my old age, I've taken a bit of a chill pill or a serenity now, not literally. I just take a deep breath and I try to explain these things in a more reasoned manner. I don't know what works better. I don't think either do. Again, this goes back to what we're talking about the earlier part of the program. We're talking about Nobel Prize winning economist Richard Thaler and him talking about behavioral economics and people making poor decisions, not acting in their best interest. Doing stupid things like believing that, "Oh, I too can get rich quick. It's possible." No, it's not. And again, tons of studies over the years. We talked about Professor Terence Odine and his study of discount firms and how people are more apt to sell their winners than their losers. And we see it with people in 401ks who have the capacity to trade their mutual funds and how they sell the funds that they should have kept and they buy the ones that they should have sold, chasing markets. But again, the ripoffs, one would have thought, again, when I first started this program, let's just say the internet was, it was kind of a lark. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know, back when I first started going after the con artists, it was basically, the old dial-up, the 56K, that noise that it made when you had your telephone line in the wall. Yeah. There wasn't any Google back then. They said research was a lot more difficult than it was today. I remember going back to those days. I college kids today. I said, how is it difficult to write a paper? All the research you can just do online. You don't have to use a card catalog. You don't have to use microfiche or any of that stuff. I mean, I can go immediately. I can go take a look at the SEC's website. I can do research on a schlock broker, an advisor. I could see whether or not something is real or not real in a very short period of time. Yet I'm still amazed that people don't do that. Grand jury in Miami indicted 8 individuals for their participation in an investment fraud scheme that targeted investors throughout the nation, defrauding them out of millions of dollars. The main offices out of Daytona Beach, Florida. Usual thing, same thing. Basically, taking a look at it was involving the sale of ownership units of patents with a stock conversion option. Now, I can almost guarantee you, I'll tell you right now, 90%+ of the people that were duped in this scam had not a clue what the guy on the other end of the phone was talking about, but it sounded good. It sounded good. I read an interview this past week. You know who's back? Jordan Belfort. Jordan Belfort, who still hasn't paid back all the people that he was supposed to pay back that he ripped off and scammed. He owes over $100 million. Yeah, Wolf on Wall Street. He's got a book out, and he's basically explaining in his book how to sell people. And he says you need to sound really, really smart. People will be amazed at how smart you are. They won't understand what you're saying, but if you sound like and you believe what you're saying, and what you're saying sounds really smart, well, you're going to sell them. And that's part of the ruse, too, when it comes to all this other crap that they talk about on CNBC. Collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities, synthetic CDOs. They sound all fancy, and it's all a ruse. It's all a scam to get you thinking that they are capable of doing something with these complex products. It's like magic. I mean, when you go to see a magician, you know that, you know, those are just tricks, right? You do realize that the girl really didn't get sawed in half, correct? It's an illusion. That's what most of this is. That's what 90% of the crap that you're being pitched and sold is. An illusion. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on Wall Street. I did one rip-off on Scam Story. I have about 50 here. Anyway, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Weinstein next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They are waging a new kind of war against us, war involving but extending beyond our military to include our infrastructure, our businesses, and our people.
Arizona Senator John McCain holding hearings on Capitol Hill about cyber warfare, saying that the U.S. needs to step up its fight against cyber crimes.
We're trying to defeat a 21st century threat with the organizations and processes of the last century.
The suspected shooter in several fatal shootings in Maryland and Delaware in custody. The Harford County Sheriff's Office in Maryland says Radee Prince was taken into custody by federal agents and local police in Delaware. Prince walked into a granite countertop business in Maryland and shot five people, killing three, before driving to Wilmington, Delaware, and shooting the owner of a car dealership in the head. Earlier, the police chief in Wilmington said Prince knew his victims and was targeting them. USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust. Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed.
On the heels of their initial public stock offering, Blue Apron now announcing layoffs. Here's Mark Mayfield.
In a filing with the SEC, the company announced a 6% reduction in its staff, which translates to about 300 employees. CEO Matt Salzberg wrote in a memo to employees that the moves were painful but necessary for the company's future growth and achieving profitability. Blue Apron lost